The darkness held no peace, only pain. A liquid fire ran through me and surrounded me, consuming and destroying. I didn't even know if I was still being attacked or who was there this time, strangers, fosters, or bullies from the group home. It all bled together. Past, present, pain. I didn't even know if I was lying down. Everything burned, and the dark prison was terrifying. I struggled to open my eyes to see what was going on, but I was trapped in my body. My mind, long conditioned for survival, wouldn't shut off and fought for awareness. Muffled sounds reached me. Someone yelled something about an ambulance. I had to get up. Now. My eyes cracked open. A shadowy form was above me, patting the air surrounding me, but I didn't think his hands made contact. "No," I croaked. The figure jumped back and then leaned towards me. "What?" "You rest. You're safe now. You're gonna be okay." I moved through a strong grip of pain and sat up. The man in front of me yelled to someone else for help as I attempted to stand. My legs were shaky and ached, but I couldn't go to the hospital. I couldn't afford those bills. I needed to get to Nan's. I pushed his hands away as he grabbed me, but the movement was slow and my arms were too weak. "Stop, you're hurt. You need to sit down. The ambulance will be here soon," the panicked man said as another one joined in. It was like being submerged in mud. Sounds were muffled and movements were difficult. Talking was near impossible. Something was wrong with my mouth. "You need stitches, but you'll be fine," a new man said to me. He was calm as he turned to his friend. "I think she's going into shock." They were on either side of me, blocking my escape. My head was heavy. It swayed on my shoulders, making everything around me disjointed. The anxious man was wearing shorts, way too cold for that, and his composed friend's shiny head needed a hat. Thick, dark blood pooled the spot I had been. Was that mine?